That is the sound of a collapsing glacier roaring down a mountainside in the Swiss Alps yesterday. It wiped out one village in its path. The destruction it caused surprised officials who blamed climate change. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley tells us more.
Videos of the Birsch Glacier hurtling down the mountainside went viral Wednesday afternoon right after the natural disaster struck. A dark cloud of rock and ice rose up, obscuring the mountainscape. A nearly mile-long strip of ice, rock, and mud, some 200 yards wide, now covers the village of Blatten and its valley.
What happened is catastrophic. It's the worst-case scenario.
That's Christophe Lambiel, a specialist in high mountain geology and glaciers with the University of Lausanne. He told RTS Swiss Television that despite preparation, no one thought it would be so dramatic. Scientists knew something was coming for weeks. Boulders had been falling off a mountain face onto the glacier, putting weight and pressure on it. Some 3 million cubic yards of rocks and boulders piled up on it in recent years. But despite the violence of the landslide, only one person is missing. That's because Blatten's 300 residents were evacuated more than a week ago.
Alors que la montagne continue de s'effondrer, cette image a fait le tour du monde.
And not just people. This Swiss TV special shows some of Blatten's cows being airlifted out by helicopter. The Birsch Glacier was unique, says geologist Lambiel. While other glaciers are receding, this glacier was advancing due to the pressure and weight of the rock fall. He told Swiss TV that was linked to climate change.
The rock face was unstable because of the melting permafrost. The permafrost has warmed 1 degree in the last 10 years.
At a press conference just after the glacier's collapse, shocked Swiss officials spoke. Nature is stronger than human beings, and no one knows this more than mountain people, said Environment Minister Albert Rosti. But what happened was the worst we could have imagined. Matthias Belwald is the mayor of Blatten. He offered words of encouragement. The village is under the gravel, but we're alive and we're going to get back up, he said. In solidarity, everything is possible. Blatten has a future. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.